I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a Wisconsin tribal leader raises concerns about the stability of mental health and substance abuse services, and Indigenous students are concerned about rising costs as the federal government resumes wage garnishment for student loans. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal leaders are among those raising concerns about the stability of mental health and substance abuse services. That's after a temporary major cut in federal funding last week. Chuck Kornbach reports. Indigenous students and families are concerned about rising costs as the U.S. Department of Education resumes wage garnishment for federal student loans in default. The Mountain West News Bureau's Daniel Spaulding has more. More than a dozen tribal governments have formed the Alliance of Sovereign Tribes of Southeast Alaska. The new partnership promotes a unified approach to addressing regional tribal concerns while acknowledging each tribe's individual differences. Gloria Burns is the president of the Ketchikan Indian Community. She says the new partnership has already improved communication between the region's tribes. Albert Smith is the mayor of the Metlakatla Indian Community, the only reservation in Alaska. He says there has not been an established partnership of Southeast Alaska tribes in more than 20 years. Other tribal governments in the alliance include the Craig Tribal Association, the Organized Village of Cake, and the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.